Welcome to CE on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Prova Education and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. Prior to beginning the activity, please be sure to review the faculty and commercial support disclosure statements, as well as the learning objectives.
This is CE on ReachMD, and I'm Dr. Lauren Byers.
And I am Luis Pasares.
We're recording this shortly after ESMO 2025. Luis, can you review the latest clinical data that were presented on B7H3-directed ADCs in extensive stage small cell lung cancer?
One of the more relevant data were related to the study on IDX at 12 milligrams per kg every 3 weeks. This IDA-1901 study had been previously presented, and 137 had been included with an overall response rate of about 48%. Importantly, duration of response was 5.3 months and median PFS 4.9 months. At the ESMO, they presented a sub-analysis of the intracranial activity. And importantly, I have to say that response rate was very similar among the 65 patients with brain metastasis as compared to those 72 without brain metastasis, 46% as compared to 50%. When you were looking at the specifically the systemic response rate and intracranial was similar, 46%. Another relevant issue was that among patients with target lesions in the brain, response rate was quite relevant, 65%. And maybe the last data that I'd like to tell you was the site of progression. The site of progression was very clear, and among those patients without brain metastasis was only 12%, comparing to those patients with brain metastasis at baseline, where progression in the brain was detected in 35%, so three times as high. The last point important was regarding safety. There was no difference between those patients having or not brain metastasis in terms of safety. Finally, the only other data I'd like to remark here was some data on a new ADC directed to B7H3. The name of the compound is 7MW3711. In small cell lung cancer, there were recorded 5 responses among 10 patients treated.
Now, Luis, I think it's so important seeing this data from the intracranial activity. I mean, we know that for, you know, a very long time, you know, patients, you know, often have been excluded if they had brain metastases. And so to have this data and having it really look quite striking in terms of the activity and the benefit for these patients is really important to have this and to see this encouraging result from the trial.
This disease is having a particular propensity to develop brain metastasis upon progression, and having drugs with activity in this CNS is particularly relevant. This is a source of morbidity for patients, so I think this is very relevant.
Yeah, I agree. I think this really, you know, starts to address what's been an unmet need for a very long time. And so, well, thank you, Luis, for that update from ESMO. I think it's very encouraging results, and you know, especially the activity intracranially is really important data and really is a step forward for these patients.
Of course. Thank you very much, Lauren.
Well, this has been a great micro discussion. Our time is up. Thanks for listening.
You have been listening to CE on ReachMD. This activity is provided by Prova Education and is part of our Minute CE curriculum. To receive your free CE credit or to download this activity, go to reachmd.com/CME. Thank you for listening.